Here we go. Carlin Carnival 25th Anniversary Project. Interviewer, Steve Fletcher. Interviewee, Justine Goulding. The location is number 1 Yersinian Avenue in Pontcanna, Cardiff. Today's date is the 21st of October 2015. And before we start, Justine, would you be kind enough to spell your name in full?
That's JustineGoulding.
Thank you very much. Well done, that's correct. So, how did you first get involved with the Carnival?
I knew yourself, and so I wanted to get involved in some of the dance projects that initially attracted me to the Zwicker Carnival. And I joined a group of fire dancers was the theme for it, and we all had costumes made for us by some of the lovely people. And I had to go there every evening to learn how to dance this particular routine.
And the carnival camp at that time would have been at Cattay's Community Centre?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And obviously the parade has followed various different routes during the years. But in that year, we would have ended the parade with a choreographed piece of sorts on the steps of the National Museum at night time and generate a big, big audience. Do you remember any of that being on the steps of the National Museum?
I do actually.
Yes.
I remember being up on the left-hand side as you're looking at it and standing up on the top steps looking down over everybody. And having brought large crowds with us from the whole parade as we walked through, and looking out over all the people and seeing all the smiling faces, dancing.
So that was kind of Carnival number one for you. But you were back the next year, less so as a dancer. What was your next role?
Yeah, when I came back the next time, I'm quite into the arts, and I did a degree in art. So I decided I fancied doing one of the amazing costumes, and I wanted to have a backpack costume, which is one of the larger ones. And I think the theme was it water or rain or something? But I ended up doing a massive umbrella, larger than life, which I made out of withy sticks, and had lots of rain coming down on the inside of it, which all twinkled as I danced around underneath. And it's really good, actually, when you get all the atmosphere when you're at the camp at Cattay's, and everybody's getting all ready together and geeing each other up and finishing each other's face paints. And then somebody came along that year, I remember, spraying everybody's shoes, so even their shoes were all...
Attention to detail, very important.
Yeah.
Took us a few years to discover that, didn't it?
Yeah, it was lovely. And then by the time everybody's got their faces done and all their costumes on, and the atmosphere is amazing before you start. Everybody's really excited and just really looking forward to like geeing up the audience as you go through the town and taking a weird circuitous route where you just bump into different people all the time and they don't know that you're coming, and they just hear the drums in the distance, and then they turn up and they're like taken over by this massive carnival of all these different people in various costumes all going past, and there's just like some kind of surreal event happening to them. It's great.
Of course, Carter Carnival was in your only role in Zwicker in the mid-90s. You, of course, left your mark on Barry Carnival. Can you remember a little bit about that for us?
Well, it was the Lantern Parade, wasn't it? And I think Terry Chin taught us all how to bend all the sticks and make various lanterns which weren't going to catch fire as soon as we... put a flame inside them,
and
I thought was amazing considering they're made out of wood and paper, the key ingredients for a little fire. But apparently Zwicker didn't mind about that at the time, and that was okay. More importantly,
safety was invented.
It kind of was, but it wasn't, was it? There's a little hole in the top so that they didn't burn.
Yeah.
And that was the only thing you had to make sure that you had. You could have any shape or size you liked, and you could have a number of candles inside. Whatever you did, wherever the flame was, there'd have to be an air vent at the top so that the heat could escape out and wouldn't set the whole thing on fire. So that was fun. I was working as one of the tutors then, helping all the little kids in Barry make their lanterns ready for the parade. Yeah, it was good.
And of course your stint there with us at Caddickson House, you were saying, was a small step in which ultimately became your creative career. Tell us more.
Yeah, that's right. So After having done that, then they offered me some evening classes teaching ceramics in Caddickson House, and that was the spur really for me to take on a PGCE in art and design, and now I've been a teacher in secondary education for 16 years teaching art and design. So that sort of set me off on that path, really.
That's fantastic, Justine. Can I just say I award you the title of Carnival Hero. Thank you very much indeed for those memories.
Thank you.
Ta.